Hello.
Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Aquarius. How may I help you?
Yes, are you calling me back because I left my number? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Give me just one second here. I was looking over my credit card statement, and I see two charges to your company that I don't recognize. So tell me who you are.
We are a third-party call center, and we have worked with various products. I need to get your account up to see what I can charge you with, what I charge you before. May I have your zip code, please?
You must work for this company, whoever these charges go to. What is the name of your company?
We are a third-party call center, and we work with various products. I need to get your account up to see what we charge you for.
Well, I can tell you there was a charge on December the 14th for $68.89, and there was a charge on December the 8th for $7.95.
And there's a number in front of the name. It says Superior APPA.
Okay, may I have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
We don't recognize that purchase, and so if you would look that up.
May I have your zip code to pull up your account?
80013.
Okay, hold on 1 minute. Okay, what's your first name and last name?
My name is William Fisher. My wife's name is Sharon Fisher.
The account's slow, bear with me. Do you have a confirmation number?
Yeah, I think that's what that is. Well, no, I don't know that we do. There's a number in front of what says Superior APPA.
But it's just the phone number.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, we don't have a confirmation number because we don't recognize these charges.
Okay, bear with me for 1 second. The account's not loading up. Bear with me for 1 second. Okay, if I'm correct, your zip code is 80013.
That is correct.
Do you have the account under another name?
No, it's either it's William Fisher or Sharon Fisher, one or the other.
May you spell the last name, please?
F is in Frank, I, S is in Sam, H-E-R.
And you said William Fisher or Frank Fisher?
Or Sharon Fisher.
Sherry Fisher as in S H E R R I?
No, Sharon as in S H A R O N.
Have you found those charges?
No, sir. Bear with me for 1 second.
Well, when you find them, I'd like to know what was purchased.
Sorry, the count's taking slow. Bear with me for 1 second. Do you know a Christopher Fisher?
No.
Okay, I'm not finding the count. I have your first and last, first six of your card number and the last four of your card number.
No.
No, we don't know you from Adam, and the last thing I'm going to do is give my credit card number over the phone.
I understand, sir, but in order for me to see what I charge you for, I have to find your account. Or you can call and contact the bank and see if you dial the right number for customer service.
Well, we'll call the bank and tell them this is a fraudulent charge is what we'll do, because neither one of us recognizes these charges. And you're not able to help. We are not willing to give you our credit card number.
You certainly ought to be able to look up on those dates, those charges. We don't think we have any account with whoever it is you're representing, but you seem to be unable to tell us who you as a third party are representing on this call.
I cannot.
You must know the companies you represent. And we've told you it says Superior APPA on there. So do you represent a company by that name?
We represent various products, sir.
You didn't answer my question.
Various products, such as what? Hello?
Hold on 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay. Well, what company is it?
I can't help you because you're not giving me no information to pull your account up.
We don't know of any account that we have. And if we do, how would we know who it is if you can't tell us what companies you represent? We've given you what it says on the credit card statement here, Superior APPA. I can give you the phone number of that company. 1-866-205-3614. So we've given you lots of information, but my next step is to call my credit card company and say these are fraudulent, and then they're going to come back after you.
Oh, no, sir. These are not fraudulent activities.
Well, yeah, they are. We don't recognize them, and you can't give us anything to tell us what they are.
All of our credit card purchases to the T, because we've had this happen multiple times.
So if you can't help us, just say so. I'm glad to contact my credit card company and say, take these two charges off and go after these phone numbers and these company names. And they'll do it. They're Amazon.
Okay, hold on 1 minute, sir. I'm gonna transfer you to my supervisor.
Okay.
Transfer.
Supervisor.
I don't know, it took forever. Oh, it's not available. Be the next thing here. Supervisors don't like to talk to customers. Now you know why I write all of this down. Otherwise, that could just flip through.
Right.
All the Christmas stuff you buy.
Yeah, especially at Christmas time.
Yeah. No, oh, Sharon Fox.
Yeah.
Didn't give me the...
Okay. Sir, may I have your email, please?
What, why do you need my email?
In order for me to pull up your account, I need some information, sir.
It's B-I-L-L dot Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R dot B as in boy, S as in Sam, A as in apple, and then the word retiree, R-E-T-I-R-E-E at gmail.com.
Okay,
what
so bill.fisher.bsaredir?
E-E.
E-E.
R-E-T-I-R-E.
You know how to spell retiree?
Yes, sir.
R-E-T-R-E-E at gmail.com. Now my question again, what happened to us talking to a supervisor?
Hold on 1 minute, sir. Okay, sir. The account's still not pulling up. I need your first six of your credit card and your last four, or you can call the bank and see if this is the right number, sir.
You know, you're using the exact same words you used before, and you've done nothing that you said. You said you were going to switch this to a supervisor. You can't tell me what companies that you represent as a third party. So you're giving me no information. Instead, what you want is information from us. And do you think we're going to do that over the phone? The answer is no. I've told you what I'm going to do if you can't solve this. And they're going to come after you. And I've got your phone number. Now, are you going to help or not? That's pretty simple.
In order for me to help, sir, I need your last four of your credit card, your last six of your credit card.
Yeah,
sir.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call my company now. What is your name? Because I want to be sure they come after you. What is
my name?
Your
is Query, sir.
Spell it, please.
My name is Query, sir.
Spell it.
D. D E Q U A R I E U S.
D E Q U A R I E, correct?
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell them you're the one I spoke with and that you weren't any help. So I think our talk is done.
Okay, thank you for calling customer service. Anything else I can help you with?